Welcome to the Body Scan. The Body Scan is intended to help cultivate moment-to-moment awareness and flexibility of attention, as well as opening to the sources of strength and healing already within you. Plants, animals, and children all thrive when given gentle, kind attention, and we are no different. The Body Scan is a way to systematically give ourselves this gentle, kind attention, appreciating what is right with our bodies, and practicing acceptance of ourselves as we are right now. The Body Scan can be practiced lying down on a cushion or mat, perhaps with the knees supported, or even sitting in a chair, whatever position that allows you to be as comfortable as possible. What's important is your attention, and not the way you're lying or sitting. It is best if you can relax to whatever degree is possible, and to stay awake through this program, just following along and doing what it says to do, as best you can, letting go of judgmental thoughts, and simply being aware of how you feel. In the Body Scan, we're simply noticing what is here, what is present in the body right now. Not trying to make things be different than they are, but simply focusing our awareness on what is, moment to moment. There may be areas of comfort or discomfort in the body, as well as preferences, or a normal desire for painful sensations to be different than they are right now. There may be areas where there is no sensation. Thoughts and emotions may arise. This is simply an exploration and an invitation to notice and practice just being with what is as it is. There's no right or wrong way to feel. Giving yourself permission to approach your experience with curiosity and appreciation, to feel whatever you're feeling and stay with whatever you're feeling, giving yourself the gift of this acceptance. And when you're ready, let's begin by taking a moment to become aware of the body in its entirety, from head to toe, however it is in this moment. Noticing the sides of the body, the front and the back. Perhaps feeling the points of contact with the floor or mat or the chair. Feeling the support of the floor and ultimately of the earth. Feeling the subtle sensation of the movement of air around you and of clothing on the skin. Bringing attention now to the simple fact that you are breathing. Allowing the attention to rest on the breath in the abdomen. Without trying to change anything or breathe a certain way, just noticing, sensing the movement of the breath. Following the breath as the abdomen expands on the in-breath and contracts on the out-breath. If you choose to, you might even bring the hands to the lower abdomen to feel the breath in this way. Or perhaps bringing one hand to the chest and one hand to the lower abdomen. You may also feel the breath at the chest, the throat, or in the nostrils. Just focusing on the breath wherever it is most vivid for you. So just taking a few moments and allowing the body to breathe as it does. Allowing a sense of sinking or melting into the surface with every out-breath. Allowing the body to relax to whatever degree is possible for you right now as you return to the breath. Noticing the mind wandering away, noticing where the mind goes, acknowledging it, and then returning to the sensation of the breath in the body. In this practice session, and in all the others, it is in the nature of the mind to wander and to think. We are not trying to stop thoughts from happening or to empty or clear the mind, not at all. There is no failure when the mind wanders and when thoughts occur. We simply notice and acknowledge where the mind goes and very gently but firmly escort it back to the practice over and over again. Now, gently moving the attention from the area of the breath down the body, down the left leg, and into the toes of the left foot. Bringing a gentle, interested attention to the toes of the left foot. Sensing the big toe, the little toe, perhaps differentiating the toes in between if you can. Noticing warmth or coolness, tingling, contact, even no sensation at all. Feeling this experience and these sensations as pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Noticing any experience of thoughts of aversion, impatience, judging, or boredom. Just allowing these and anything else to be present, simply attending to whatever unfolds as we return again to the toes of the left foot. And in the mind's eye, sensing or imagining that with each in-breath, that the breath is traveling down the body, down the leg, and into the toes. Feeling or imagining breathing into the toes. And then, if you can, feeling or imagining on the exhale, the breath moving all the way from the toes and out of the mouth or nostrils. On the next exhale, just letting go of the toes. And when you're ready, breathing into the left foot, focusing now on the entire left foot. Not so much thinking about the left foot, but feeling it from the inside and from the outside. And when you're ready, on an out-breath, letting go of the foot, shifting our attention to the left lower leg, the shin in front, and the calf muscle in back. Allowing our attention to rest on this region of the body, breathing with it, and returning our attention to it, moment by moment. And now on the next out-breath, letting go of this area and moving the awareness into the left knee. Sensing the kneecap, perhaps the slight bend in the knee, the sides. Moving attention around the knee and throughout the knee as we breathe. And when you're ready, on an out-breath, letting go of this area of the body. Moving the attention to the left upper leg, the thigh, the groin, the left hip, whatever sensations are present in this region. And when you're ready, taking a deep breath down into the thigh, and on the out breath, letting go as we shift attention across the front of the pelvis and down the right leg into the right foot. Noticing the flexibility of our attention and the ease with which we can move our attention into the right foot. And resting our attention on the entire right foot. The toes, the bottom of the right foot, the top, the heel, and the ankle. Sensing or imagining breathing all the way into this foot and just tuning into whatever is here. And whenever you're ready, on an out-breath, letting go of this region to move the attention to the lower right leg and the right knee. Circling attention around and within the lower right leg and knee. And breathing now, moving this awareness into the upper right leg, the thigh. And when you're ready, breathing into the right thigh, and on the out-breath, letting go here too. And now, as you're ready, sensing the region of the pelvis, the hips, and the groin, the reproductive organs, the buttocks. Just being in touch with whatever sensations or lack of sensations we are feeling in the pelvic area. Perhaps sensing, if you can, the movement of the breath, even in this area. And on the next out-breath, letting go of the entire pelvic region, moving attention to the lower back, which for many people can be an area of particular concern. Letting whatever sensation that is present in the lower back simply be here, acknowledging it. Letting any tension or tightness just be included and invited to flow out with the out-breath to the extent that it will. And as you breathe out, just letting go of the lower back. Moving up the torso to the middle back and the abdomen region. Sensing the undulation of the body here with each breath, in and out. The rib cage. The expansion and returning to center at the back and front. Now moving further up, sensing the upper back and the entire region of the chest. Noticing here what sensations are here. And if you can, possibly even feeling the pulsation of the heart. The heart and lungs working together as the chest and back expands and contracts with each breath. Also recognizing any sensations of tension that may be accumulated here, or noticing any thoughts that have arisen. When you're ready, taking in a long, slow, more intentional breath, feeling the breath in the lungs, chest, and in the back, and holding for just a moment this sensation of fullness and expansion in the breath. Noticing where the breath can be felt. And now letting the breath release, and as it lets go, noticing the mind letting go with the breath. Moving now from the chest to the shoulders, the tops and backs of the shoulders. Flowing the attention down both arms, aware of the bend in the elbows, the position of the hands, sensing contact, touch, temperature. What are the hands sensing? The fingers, thumbs, the backs of the hands, the palms. With awareness held here with both hands and both arms, breathing with this awareness, imagining or sensing the breath moving through the arms down into the hands, breathing into the arms and hands, letting go any thoughts that might come up. Coming now to the region of the neck and throat, sensing the muscles of the neck and around the base of the neck. This is another area that tension and stress can accumulate. So simply acknowledging sensations of stress or fatigue if they're there, and just resting with this region as it is, moment by moment, breath by breath. And as you're ready, on an out-breath, letting go of this region as we move to the head and face. Allowing the muscles of the face to be at rest, expressionless. Noticing the jaw. Checking in to see if there's any accumulation of stress, tension, or fatigue here. And breathing into this area as well. and letting go and moving now to the chin, the ears, the muscles around the ears, the outer ears, the inner ears, the ability to hear now, the back of the head, the crown of the head, the entire top of the head, the forehead, and the skin of the face, the nose, sensing the breath at the nostrils, the sinuses, the cheeks, the region of the mouth, the roof and the sides of the mouth, the teeth and the gums, the tongue, the lips, sensing the entire face and head, and just breathing with this awareness. Recognizing any thoughts or emotions that have arisen as they do, and allowing them to just arise, exist, and dissipate as they do, much like clouds in the sky. Now, broadening the focus of awareness to include the whole body, from top to bottom, the back, the front, the sides, allowing the breath to fill the body with awareness, as if every pore could breathe this breath. Noticing what is present. What sensations are apparent to you now? Sensing this breathing body, being aware of this experience. And just staying with the broad awareness of the entire body. Embracing the body, however we find it, and just resting in this stillness, silence, and wakefulness. Complete and whole, just as we are. In touch with our well-being. Open to what is. Open to this deep inner stillness and awareness as profoundly healing. And as we close this practice, taking a moment to congratulate yourself for nurturing yourself in this way, perhaps formulating the intention to practice taking care of yourself in this way on a regular basis, giving yourself the healing gift of acceptance, knowing that this is available to you at any time, as these formal practice periods may spill over into your daily life. Awake and alive, in full awareness.